On July 17th, the Ministry of Public Safety, Gender and Religious Affairs and Social Welfare held the National Prayer Breakfast under the theme Faith in Our Journey, Hope for Our Future, to celebrate 50 years of ministerial governance in the Turks and Caicos Islands. The event welcomed Her Excellency Dame Cynthia A. Pratt, Governor General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and included ministers of government and the Christian clergy. The event had melodious performances and remarks by various officials. Take a listen to the highlights.
We are going up.
We are going up.
We are going up.
We're going up together.
We're going up together.
We have assembled here today to celebrate 50 years of ministerial government, but also to acknowledge the one who has carried these Turks and Caicos Islands through every chapter of our journey. Governments change, leaders come and go. Circumstances rise and fall, yet through every generation one constant has remained, which is the faithfulness of Almighty God. When we look back over these 50 years, we see the hands of God preserving a small island's nation.
There are moments in the life of every individual and in every nation when we are reminded that no matter how carefully we plan, how diligently we work, or how experienced we may be, there are reasons we cannot navigate by our own strength alone. There are challenges that test our resolve, circumstances that humble us, and moments of uncertainty that compel us to look beyond ourselves. It is often in those moments that we discover what has been true all along. Our greatest source of strength has never been found in ourselves, but in God.
This morning, it is such a pleasure to be here to celebrate the 6th annual National Prayer Breakfast. And as we stand here today, we are reminded that unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the watchman watch the city, they waketh in vain. That reminds us that no matter what we build, unless it is built on the foundation of faith and the principles of trust in God, it is all in vain. As we gather today and we commemorate the 50th anniversary of elected government here in the Turks and Caicos Islands, we have to give thanks for how God has brought us a mighty long way. Let us remember how He's brought us through many storms, through pandemics, through many challenges, but throughout that, we have not only stood firm and resilient, but we are in a greater place than we were ever before, and that is because of our faith and our trust in God.
I stand before you today as I listened to the titles, and I kept saying, God, why me? I'm an ordinary woman from the heart of the inner city who still lives among the people, even though holding this position, I still live among the people. Am I criticized? Yes. Why is Mother Pratt still living there? You see, it's not about where you live. It's about what's inside of you. It's about how many lives you want to touch. What is your purpose? You're in your mansion? You live in the suburbs? But how many lives? How many lives have you touched while God was bringing you up the ladder? How many? Search yourself. Search yourself.